Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Lights in the sky. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We are no strangers to hearing about the government releasing alien documentation. In fact, that's happened a lot in the past couple of years. It's definitely been on my radar. I'm also kind of desensitized to it at this point. But here, we'd be remiss if we didn't report the news. And as hard-hitting journalists, we need to talk about some crazy UFO information that's coming straight from the Pentagon. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On June 12th, 2026, the Pentagon did their third UFO information dump on the public, sharing some more of what we may or may not know about alien life. Does this excite you? Like, I'm so desensitized to this right now. I'm like, whatever, give it to me. I'll consume it. But I wish I had that, like, naive excitement that I did way back when.
I think because what we've done with the UFOs and, you know, what people perceive to be real is not as exciting as what's being reported. And nothing is really coming, like, we're not coming into contact with anything.
Yeah, we've got nothing that's like, it's like ghosts. Like, we like to get that information, but we don't have anything that would, like, break a story wide open. You know, like be revolutionary in that. And that's kind of what we see here. So 72 files were released on the 12th, revealing new details about some recent sightings, along with the government's efforts to explain what many find inexplicable. The first case occurred in 2022 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We have five U.S. Army members at Fort Carson walking out of an office building and seeing something strange hovering over Cheyenne Mountain a few miles to the west. Quote, the object was potato-shaped with distinct edges and appeared to look painted in a creamy whitish opalescent color, according to an account in an FBI document. It was made up of, quote, articulating fish scales or panels that were non-symmetrical, non-overlapping, and irregular shaped. So at least that sounds cool. You know, this is just like a blur in the sky. We've got like an opalescent fish scale potato. It stayed motionless, shimmering for about 2 minutes, the men recounted. Then it vanished in the blink of an eye. None of the men had phones on them, of course. There's no video. There's no photos. You're shaking your head like you've heard photos. This before.
They not had their phone. No one has a hand on a phone. It's just take our word for it.
Just take our word for it. And listen, do I want to hear their words? Yes, I do. There's a series of sightings that happened on October 2023 as well, this time by six federal law enforcement agents. Multiple times, the agents said, they saw a bright orange orb appear above a ridgeline and spawn 2 to 4 smaller red orbs. The orbs disappeared quickly most of the time, but in one instance, the agent said an orb hovered motionless in the sky for several hours. There's no video, there's no photographic evidence of this sighting either. One more wild-ass sighting and what to make of it after this break. Another sighting is in 2025, and it's in an undisclosed part of the Northeast United States. In it, a witness reported coming home and seeing an intense light hovering below the trees in their backyard. It was described as a sphere of, quote, brilliant and beautiful red, which the person had never seen. A shade of red the person had never seen, which is kind of cool to me. Quote, inside the red sphere, at the center, there appeared to be what, the name redacted, described as a white plasma sun about the size of a basketball, according to the FBI file. A second sphere appeared and both silently flew out of sight, the file says. Cell phone footage shows two glowing red orbs flying across the sky. We got a little cell phone footage. Yeah. We got something. The White House shared the video on social media on Friday with no message beyond the file's name. Northeastern Orb Sighting 2025. Which is kind of sexy.
It is, yeah. I appreciate it.
All right,
that.
I didn't want to leave you. Listen, this is going to be a lot of stuff that we can't confirm.
Right.
But I will say,
he is always, you know how he is.
I know how he is. But there is video footage of this. Is it blurry? Yes, it is.
Is it from an iPhone -6? Of course.
Of course it is. Does it still make me want to believe? Of course it does.